hosted on dimlywit.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Have you ever done this before? Accidentally text the person you're talking shit about, like, directly.
I did it this morning.
When you... Like, this is what happens subconsciously.
Is this what my mom would call haste makes waste?
Yeah. So, like, you
slow it the fuck down.
You were thinking about
it's a little bit of person. Freudian slip. Also.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly what it is. Mm. You're, and it happens. Like, I think we've all done it, Alan.
I have never done it when it's like I'm talking about someone. I've done it in other scenarios though, because like I mean, I've talked about this in the show before. Like, I've texted my dad something that was meant for the baddie daddy.
Right, podcast. Right.
Yeah, that's like the same thing, yeah. I guess.
And I've also had like a friend send me stuff that was not meant for me.
Ooh.
Yeah, I still debate that. I think it was meant for you, but we'll debate that on another day. Ooh. I'm pretty sure that was for sure for you, but all right.
Okay. Tracy, what did you do today?
So I was trying to send a picture of something, someone, to somebody that I'm friends with.
Oh my God, you have to tell a little more.
It sounds like you're being, she's in a deposition right now.
Yeah.
I do not recall.
Okay, so I saw a picture of this, obviously this person that I know was out with this other girl. And I took the picture, I screenshot a picture of the girl and I meant to send it to my friend to be like, wow. And I accidentally sent it to the person that was out with her.
So he woke up this morning with your, what you thought was your last, like, I'm better than you text. And I'm not going to text you again because we're playing
I'm
the games
not
here.
Text you again.
And then he woke up to a picture of
the
girl
that
he was with last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And that's going to be fun to have to explain.
So, like, if I was on a show called Bad Examples and I had to give you advice, I gotta be honest, I don't know what I would do.
There's
here.
Nothing to
I'm
do.
I'm not sure.
You either go. Change your number or you never respond.
You can't be like, sorry, wrong number. It's just...
Like, you, like, do you own it? I'm not sure.
I think at this point I have to be like, hope you had fun.
And like, you know what's so annoying?
Just he fucking ended.
He purposely. It was a direct message to you, and you just literally wrote message received. Like,
I wrote, oh, you wanted me to see that you were with her. Don't worry, I saw it.
I saw it.
This is
I'm annoyed by it. I'm telling my friends about it.
I'm crying.
You just have to be like, you win.
You win.
You win.
She's cute. You're welcome.
Round one goes to you.
Round one goes to you.
But we're still on for round two.
No, there's no round two. You need to end at this point. It's like, no, there's nothing to do from here. You have to walk away.
And like, you know what makes me more uncomfortable is the fact this happened how many hours ago?
Three.
3 hours
ago. On the way here.
And no, nothing.
Nothing.
Like, which makes it weirder.
It almost is like, are you just going to see if we can avoid it and pretend it didn't happen? Yeah. Are you trying to like wait and then be like, hey, why'd you send me that? Are you going to even acknowledge that I sent it to you?
Oof.
Are you going to think that I sent it to you to be like, wow, I see that you were with this person? Or are you going to be like, what did you send me this for? Was this an accident?
And really, this has changed the dynamic of your entire relationship because...
Oh, it's over. It's over.
It's not over.
It's for sure over.
But like, now I just feel like you are going to be like even more hard. Like,
no, I'm
break.
Going out tomorrow. That's what's happening. I made plans. I called the person that I was supposed to text, my friend Mike. I was supposed to text it to him and be like, LOL WTF. And then accidentally sent it to the other person. Anyway, so I was like, let's fucking go out. Enough. Let's go. And he's like, yeah, we're going out. Because
Here's my question in this. Have you ever done this on purpose to fuck with somebody?
Yes, I have done it on purpose to be a spiteful bitch. But this was one of those moments where he was like, hey, I didn't get a text. And I'm like, I fucking sent it to you. No, that's literally a reenactment of how it fucking went. And I was like, no, I sent it to him. And he goes, no, you didn't. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, you know what? At this point, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. Let's just laugh it off.
All right, I did this twice pretty bad. One, when, like, texting was, like, fresh. Mm-hmm. Like, it was fresh. Like, this was before iPhones. And I text the guy I was dating.
On your two-way, bleep, where you at?
Yeah, essentially. Mm-hmm. I was annoyed. I was at his house. His mom was annoying me. And I was trying to text one of my friends about his mom.
Oh, my God. And you sent it to him purposely or accidentally?
I think I'd say, like, yo, your mom's a cunt.
Oh, well, I don't know. Jess has said worse, so I don't know.
So, yeah, I text my boyfriend who's, like, right in the room with me. That is, like, mom was, like, a bitch.
What did you say to brutal. Fix it?
I just wanted to die. Like, there's a few moments in life where you just want to melt into nothingness.
You truly want to just Alex Mack your way out of that situation.
I'm like, bye. Like, wow. I don't know. It was just bad. And I think I tried to lie and say, like, I don't know. I can't try to come up with some shit, but I was guilty as fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel right now. I feel very much like,
okay,
I should not have sent that at all.
This one, I think you know. I don't know if you remember. So when we were filming Glam Fairy, I had my producer in my phone, right? His number,
okay,
as Alexa with a star. At the time, I remembered. So listen, because we did like a lot of fake phone calls on set, right?
Oh,
where it had
right.
to be like Alexa calling, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, so you're spilling all the tea today. Oh, by the way, there were fake phone calls. Go ahead.
So, I don't know. Fucking 10 years later, I don't remember. I have Alexa in my phone, so I think I'm texting
Alexa,
but I'm texting my producer.
Uh-huh. And what did you say?
This couldn't have been like a worst case scenario.
I feel like I almost know where this is going because I know the scenario.
I think I had told you this would have happened.
No, I want to say I'm assuming because I know the producer and I know the person that you were friends with.
So there was like all this news about the producer. Was
fucking
on...
somebody?
Yeah, he was on. He was doing another show and there was all this news about him like
getting
sleeping
her
with
pregnant.
The star of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, and getting her pregnant.
I knew this was
so
hard.
I took the fucking article
and
I sent
it
to
Alexa.
Thinking Alexa, like, what do you think of this? And it was to fucking him directly. Die.
Well, I remember seeing the article and it was like, blah, blah, blah is pregnant. Could it be blah, 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 her on-screen producer? And I was like, yes, it most definitely could. You know how I know? Because he fucked girls on our set. That's how I know that. So for sure, he got her pregnant.
Yeah. So my dumbass text him directly.
Wow.
And totally played it off like I had the balls to ever text him that article directly. And I was like, is this true?
LOL. Tell me this isn't true.
Yeah.
Wow. Mortifying.
Mortifying.
And just because I know him and I know who you're talking about, like, it could not have been a worse person because his sarcasm and just not give a fuck attitude towards it must have been like... Did he respond?
Yeah, we like had a whole conversation. We caught up like old times, but it was just like,
Thank God you saved that. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
In that moment, I just wanted to fucking die. And I like, I like him. I always liked him as a person.
He's cool.
The best.
He's just a scumbag to play out girls and his wife.
So that was two fucking terrible moments in my life. So now I just try to not talk shit about people because I'm not good at this.
No, you're not good at
I'm not good
you're
at
not
this.
Good at this. Mm-mm. And I don't think I've ever done like a talking shit. I really don't talk shit. I more just like will say it to the person. So I don't really think there's any behind the scenes talking shit.
Yeah.
It's more of like I accidentally meant to send something that I thought was like going to be like great for my friend to see.
Yeah.
To the person that should not have seen it.
It's
more of like, wow, you have to fucking see this.
We don't have to like go into details of this at all, but you also one time, hold on. I'm gonna try to cut.
So, it was recently, we'll just say it was recently.
Sure.
And this person that I was with, I accidentally sent this other person that I was talking to,
mm-hmm.
a conversation of me and the other guy who I thought I was sending it to Jessica to be like, wow, mood, hashtag mood, and sent it to the other guy that I was texting. And it was a catastrophe. I called Jess in the biggest panic of my life.
I think you were driving and you like,
I was driving
over.
And I pulled over because I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. And I was like, because it was still in like the talking stage-ish.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. But also like, bro, fucking kill me. I didn't know what to do. So I was like, how do I fix this? And me and Jess concocted a plan.
A fucking whole ass story.
A whole ass story is this is how you made me feel in the beginning when you were talking to some other girl. So I just wanted to see how you felt.
Yeah.
I'm an evil bitch. Genius pick. And he was like, I'm sorry I made you feel that way.
Yeah, he bought it. What a dumb
shit. And I was like, it's okay. I forgive you.
We be doing this to like all of our exes, like,
and I was like, it's okay, forgive me. And he's like, how can we make it better? And I was like, I don't know, like, I really don't know if there is, if we can. Meanwhile, I'm shitting my pants, freaking out that I did this.
I mean, we've done this too many times between us.
I feel like now, like, we now have like a go-to maybe,
yeah,
of how to fix the unfixable.
Yeah, so like,
so now we need to come up with a fixable situation for this. I don't know what to do. Incident. I to be completely honest, I don't think I'm gonna get a response at all, if I'm being honest.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really don't think there's gonna be a response, because I don't think at this point there's anything to say. I think that he's gonna be like, well, she saw that I was out, she knows what the girl looks like.
Wow.
It's clearly c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
It's done.
You fucking chug.
You know what you need to do?
You
need to screenshot where you sent the message to him.
Send it again to him.
And send it again and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this.
To him. Alan, I'm dead. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. There's really no fixing it. At this point, we should just walk away gracefully. Because I know that you did it on purpose. I know that you posted that she did that. I know that you saw that I was sending it to somebody, if not you, for the acknowledgement of it.
Yeah.
There's just nowhere to go from here. Maybe we just call it quits and see each other next summer.
I had a friend do that on a date where like it was a bad date and they were texting their friend to be like,
you gotta get
basically
me out of here.
Like, yeah, and send it to the date.
Oof, that's not okay.
I mean, that's how you get like murdered. I feel like don't do that.
To be honest.
If you've listened to the show for a while, you know I'm obsessed with playing Best Fiends year round. But I especially love playing Best Fiends during the holiday season. It's the perfect pick-me-up when I need a break from the holiday action. Best Fiends has it all. Amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of fun puzzles. I can't put it down. It's quite possibly the best puzzle game out there. You don't have Wi-Fi? Not a problem. Best Fiends, play wherever, whenever. I mean, I don't know if this is a Jess Hottie problem, but I always run out of data, and it's kind of nice that I don't have to be embarrassing and pretend to be talking to somebody. I can actually play Best Fiends. Because I don't need internet service to play it. Best Fiends is always challenging. And listen, I'm not here to brag because I'm better than Tracy, but I am. It's just a fact of life. There are thousands of levels and there's more added all the time. So there's always somebody to challenge and always a way to challenge yourself. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. And seriously, why should kids have all the fun? Best Fiends makes you feel like a kid again. I love weddings. I love going to weddings. I love being in weddings. I love working weddings. And you can't do it alone. You need Zola. Whatever kind of wedding you're planning, Zola.com is the one place to start. They've got your back for all of your wedding needs. That's why over a million couples have planned their weddings using Zola. Looking for a wedding venue? Zola will give you personalized recommendations. Want an amazing gift registry? You'll find everything you need from classic cookware to cash funds. Zola can even help you create stunning save-the-date invites and matching wedding websites. Weddings can be expensive, but planning with Zola never is. All of their planning tools are completely free to use, like a free wedding website. That's a home to your gift registry, which, by the way, comes with free shipping and returns, And it's not just free, it's risk-free. Get free personalized samples of your invites so you can try them out before you buy. And of course, free envelopes and guest addressing. Whatever your style or budget, Zola has you covered. So you can think less about the million things you need to do and more about the million wedding moments you'll always remember. If you're planning your wedding, here's my tip. Start with Zola. Go to Zola.com/bad examples today and use promo code SAVE50 for 50% off your save the dates. Zola is the one place to start for your wedding day. That's Zola.com/bad examples, code SAVE50.
These things are so cringy. Like, it's just, it's so cringeworthy, all of it. And it's so bad.
I just have too many people in my phone, like, that are similar names. So, like, my wife is Rachel. My best friend is also named Rachel.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
So, like,
change that.
Yeah,
rename
maybe,
her.
Maybe name her best friend in your phone so that that doesn't become a problem.
What I did after the first time it became an issue is now in phone, it's her first and last name and my wife's first and last name, which is still like her old name in my phone. Tracy, just for my sake and your father's sake, when you go to put dad, daddy, and daddy in there, make sure there's our pictures.
I got you. I got
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
You're under my phone as Alan producer to be very safe and that not happen.
I like
was
that.
Too scared to put you in as daddy because that could have caused a lot of problems. Even if you text me and my phone's on the table and I'm out with the guy and he's like, daddy, I'd be like, no, promise, I can explain this. Hold on, it's really just my producer Alan. And they're
even
like,
even there, that's hard to say, like, he's my producer. It sounds like I'm helping
you. Sounds like, yeah, more. Yeah, yes, yes,
it's my producer.
No, it's
which,
all
by
bad.
The way, I after a recent question in the bad examples group on a Club Baddie, I was like, man, I'd probably be a really good porn producer.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
I
when
agree.
You taught me about edging, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, how annoying would Alan be? He'd be like, okay, girls, now you're going to have to start edging.
And we'd be like, can you use words that we know? Thanks. We didn't graduate college.
You mean
college.
Suck his dick? No, bitch, edge.
Don't look into the camera. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's so funny. Oh, also, I just want to let everyone know, I don't know what happened, but Facebook decided that they're not Team Tracy, so they kicked me off Facebook, and I can't get back on Facebook. Even if I change my password, even if I change my email, I cannot get back on Facebook. I have not neglected you on Club Baddie. I just cannot get access to my Facebook. It keeps saying that my email is not acknowledged. They're not acknowledging my email.
I literally don't know what to do about this. It's like,
I am very frustrated. I even tried to go do something on Marketplace the other day to sell like a piece of like a bed that I'm selling. And I was like, oh, I'll just put it on Marketplace. And I couldn't get on Facebook to even put it on.
Do you know that your stories are still seen on Facebook or no?
Yeah, no, the Facebook exists. They won't let me log into it.
Because I thought you were back because I saw the other day you had stories on Facebook.
No, because I think when my Instagram, it logs and sends to both, which I don't know how to stop that
yet.
Yeah, because
some of it's very inappropriate.
Very inappropriate. And I'm like, how do you, I think Facebook is just like so fucking over me that they're like, let's fuck up all her family dynamic.
Yeah.
Friends that she hasn't seen in 30 years by posting her Instagram quotes
to you. Can't even
but
see.
But don't let her access Facebook at all.
You can't even see who on Facebook is looking at that. So like your great aunt could be every day seeing your memes
sure.
And you have no idea.
For sure she is. Cool. But also my cool. Family knows me at this point and nothing shocks them.
Oh
so.
My God.
But my grandma sees everything. My grandma sees everything through Instagram though. She's like, oh, you sent me that. I'm like, no, I didn't send you it. I put it on my Insta story yeah. And you went and looked at my Insta story. Like I didn't send you that.
Oh my God.
Right now, somewhere, Tracy's great aunt is like, you're right. You do have to blow your man to yeah. Keep him.
Well, that's like the other day, Jess tagged me to promote the grapefruit episode. And it was like, oh, yeah, don't worry. Just don't do standard blowjobs. Use a grapefruit blow. I'm like, I can't repost this. It's going to go right to my Facebook. I can't post this shit. That's why all my risque memes go right to bad examples.
I got to look at your thing now to see what's up here. Hold on.
I can't get it to stop. Facebook will not allow me on. And then they keep sending all my Insta stories to Facebook. I'm like, stop doing that.
Let's see what Tracy's aunt is checking out. It's officially rub her booty season, so there you go.
And scary movie season.
I'm like,
rub her booty and watch scary movie season.
I just don't think I want anyone in my family knowing it's rub my booty season. I just don't. Oh my God.
There's so much shit on there. I people are super, I didn't even know it was sending it into there until recently when people started like commenting back on my things in my Facebook DMs.
Oh my God.
My Facebook messages. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, you posted it on your story. And I'm like, yeah. God, Facebook had to jump on that trend. How annoying are you?
I literally meant to text you the other day because I was like, are you back on Facebook? Because you have,
no.
Your stories were changing.
It won't let me on. I don't know why they hate me.
We got to figure this out. So
it's like Instagram started to really like me and decided to verify me. And then Facebook was like, fuck you, bitch. We know where your loyalty lies. So, and then we're not letting you back on Facebook. So Baddies, no problem.
If you have any idea, do you remember what the message is saying exactly?
I sent it to you. It was literally like, we don't recognize your email. So how else, if my email is not being recognized, how am I supposed to log in? I can't change my email. Then I have to make a new account.
If anyone has any ideas, let us know.
Very frustrating.
Please. Because we want Tracy back in the club. And
yeah, let me back in the club.
I think the secret is not to have an AOL email.
No, I love my AOL.
He's not wrong. Once again, Alan is not wrong.
AOL is chuggy as fuck.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. I don't like the Google layout.
I don't like the Google layout.
I don't like
the
it.
Easiest to use layout
no,
ever.
I don't like it. I like my AOL.
sexy baby 12369 at AOL.com. Sexy
she still
dancer.
Likes being told, you've got mail.
Yeah. I do. I'm like, yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm popular.
All right. Moral of this mini is help Tracy. B, double check who you're texting.
Don't send it before you look at the name you're texting.
Especially if you're sending something risque. Or you're talking shit. Just double check you're not sending it to the person that you're talking shit about, or you're sending it to the wrong Rachel. You're sending a dick to your best friend Rachel instead of your wife Rachel.
It'll end your relationship.
It gets weird. We will update you if we get a text back.
I'm not going to get a text back
while we're recording, but I don't think we are.
If I shockingly get a text back, I will stop whatever we're doing and update you. But there's no fucking way.
You're gonna call me, okay? Even if you're not here, you call me and I'll get on. We'll record.
I'm telling you, I'm never getting a text from him again. Never.
So good. See you next Tuesday, baddies.
Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.